Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. We are located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. This is edition number 71 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are working our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. This morning we come to the Sixth Commandment and all that it contains, even though it's offered very briefly. That summary statement captures much of what needs to be understood in relationship to this commandment. We may take a number of days to work our way through this commandment, but I trust that it will be helpful for you as we ponder these things. Let's pray first, and then we'll consider questions 67 and 68 together this morning. Let's pray. Father, now as we come to your word, we come with the recognition and the acknowledgement that we are dependent upon you to understand these things. We pray that your word, which is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, will indeed ascertain the motives and intentions of our own hearts. We know that no creature is hidden from your sight, and so we pray that you would illumine our minds by your Spirit, that you would remember your promises to your people, that you would indeed equip them, help them, strengthen them. As we consider your word, we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we have come now to questions 67 and 68. We are going to be dealing with the Sixth Commandment. And there we read in question 67 of the Shorter Catechism, which is the Sixth Commandment? And the answer is, the Sixth Commandment is, thou shalt not kill. Now, this comes right from Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, where we read in the ESV translation, you shall not murder. Now, there is a distinction, of course, that we need to make between killing and murdering. There are times, just times, in which killing is authorized, is permitted. Self-defense, just war, those kinds of matters. The essence of this command, however, is the taking away of another life, murder. And it's egregious. It's a horrible sin, as all sins are, of course. But this is especially egregious because it is an attack on the very image of God Himself. Because we, made in God's image, we are to treat everyone as image bearers of God, and so we are not to murder. We are not to take away the life of any other. And so question 68 in the Shorter Catechism does help us with a very brief summary statement when it asks what is required in the Sixth Commandment. And the answer there is that the Sixth Commandment requireth all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. Now here we're talking about the preservation of life, not so much the taking away of life. Okay, so this is the opposite of removing one's life, or the opposite of an attack on the image of God and the creature. This is the zeal to preserve life. And there's really a good example of this given to us in Scripture in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. Elijah is confronting Ahab, and there we read, and when... Well, let's just read from verse 1, 1 Kings 18, beginning with verse 1. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. So Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50s in a cave and fed them with bread and water. So here we have an example. It's really a parenthetical to the story of Elijah confronting Ahab, but we have a parenthetical statement where we see this man, Obadiah, who feared the Lord, endeavored to walk in his commands. He sought to preserve life. We have this wicked woman, Jezebel. I'm convinced she was even worse than Ahab, the king. But be that as it may, Jezebel was seeking harm against the prophets of the Lord. And Obadiah goes out of his way to preserve life and thus keep this very command that is given to us by God Himself. Now, we can... place this over into our own context in our 21st century, perhaps with many different kinds of examples. If we witness harm being done against another person, if it's in our ability, if it's in our if it's providentially orchestrated in such a way that you're able to defend another individual from bodily harm, from possible loss of life, then this commandment would tell you that you have an obligation before the Lord to actually do that instead of doing what most people do, and that is to just pass it by, ignore it, pretend like you don't see it, like it's not happening, it's none of my business, whatever the case may be. No, indeed, one of the requirements of the sixth commandment is to, through all lawful endeavors, to preserve life. This also could apply to those who I hold in very high regard and esteem. They are very zealous to labor at the abortion mills, places where abortions take place, Planned Parenthood or whatever the case may be. And they there are lawfully seeking to rescue women from this horrific choice that they have made to terminate the pregnancy, terminate the life that's within them. And so there's really two things going on here when people are doing that. First, they are seeking to minister to the mother who perhaps is in a difficult situation, perhaps needs the gospel, whatever the case may be. But they're also there to do exactly what this question 68 says, lawful endeavors to preserve life and the life of others. And so that's just one example within the context of our society in which we live. Now, it needs to be a lawful endeavor. There, many years ago, I forget exactly when it was. You can look this up, I suspect, on Google or whatever. But there was an individual who was so angered by the abortion industry that he blew up abortion clinics, put bombs in them, blew them up. And some praised him for his boldness. He should not be praised. He did exactly what he was seeking to prevent in his actions. It needs to be a lawful endeavor. Men and women who labor at the abortion mills and clinics, they don't break the law in doing what they are doing, and so they seek to preserve life in that way. Now, and the reason I said that this may take a few days to go through is because this commandment is very full of implications, not just the ones that I have mentioned already, but in larger catechism, question 135, we read of the duties required. It's the same basic question of question 68 of the shorter catechism, but in question 135 we read, what are the duties required in the sixth commandment? I'm just going to read through this, and then in the days ahead I'm going to unpack some of these, not all of them. This is a devotional, after all. This is not a theological lecture or a sermon. It's not even a Sunday school class. It's supposed to be a 10-minute devotional. But I'm just going to read the answer to question 135 in the larger catechism. And then in the days to come, I'm going to try to unpack a few of these. All right. So here's the answer. What are the duties required in the sixth commandment? Well, the duties required in the sixth commandment are all careful studies and lawful endeavors to preserve the life of ourselves and others. Now, that's the answer to the shorter catechism. But as you might expect, the larger catechism goes into great detail. Here it comes. By resisting all thoughts and purposes, subduing all passions, and avoiding all occasions, temptations, and practices which tend to the unjust taking away the life of any. Now, let me just pause there for a minute. I know for some of you this may be controversial. It really ought not be. But the way you drive your car, do you seek to obey the laws of the land that are designed to preserve life? And that's what they're there for. Whether that's the intention or not is irrelevant. Some people drive, frankly, like maniacs. You're not loving your neighbor, and you're certainly not keeping the sixth commandment, because it says right here, resisting all thoughts and purposes, subduing all passions and avoiding all occasions, temptations and practices, which tend to the unjust taking away the life of any. And so we need to be mindful of that when we're behind the wheel of a car. I'll go on. By just defense thereof against violence. That's self-defense. Completely legitimate. Patient bearing of the hand of God, quietness of mind, cheerfulness of spirit, a sober use of meat, drink, physic, sleep, labor, and recreations, by charitable thoughts, love, compassion, meekness, gentleness, kindness, peaceable, mild, and courteous speeches and behavior, forbearance, readiness to be reconciled, patient bearing and forgiving of injuries, and requiting good for evil, comforting and succoring the distressed, and protecting and defending the innocent. These things will take up in the days to come, at least some of these things. But I just want to point out and give to you, at least in summary fashion, that the emphasis of this commandment is all rooted in and around the very fact that we are made in the image of God, that all human beings are image bearers, and we have a responsibility to protect, lawfully protect our own life as well as the life of others. And this, of course, gets fleshed out in many different capacities throughout our days and how we live our lives in this world. We're going to look at some of those specifics as I've read them from the larger catechism in the days to come. But we need to be mindful that this command doesn't just mean murder in the sense of taking the life of another person away. It's bigger than that. It covers many different areas. And so as we meditate upon these alongside the scripture proofs that we will consider in the days to come, let's ask the Lord to help us have a better understanding of what this all means and how vitally important it is that we treat it with the care that we must treat it as God's people. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to do that is right there before you on the screen. So until the Friday edition, may the Lord help you, may he bless you, and may you walk with him. God bless.